President Biden sends a message. Elise Brady, Fox News, reacting to the latest inflation update. He says he won't let anyone undo his agenda, while also saying he is willing to work with anyone, including Republicans, on ideas to provide more breathing room for middle class and working families. This as inflation eases a bit in the new consumer prices report.
Year over year, CPI coming in 7.7%. The expectation was 8%, and this is well off of the number that we got in September, which was a really hot number of 8.2%. And again, month over month, the headline number, 0.4%. Market was looking for 0.6%.
Fox's Business's Cheryl Cassoni. Still, the increase remains higher in certain categories, including food and rent. The president says the report shows more progress. It has sent the bulls running on Wall Street. The Dow's been up nearly 1,000 points. The White House confirming the first face-to-face meeting between President Biden and China's President Xi on the sidelines of a G20 summit in Indonesia next week. Tropical storm Nicole is making a mess in Florida. After coming ashore in Vero Beach as a Category 1 hurricane early today, just over a month after Hurricane Ian devastated the state, and November hurricanes are rare.
88 years for the Atlantic side. 1935 is the last time a hurricane made landfall in November here on the Atlantic side of Florida.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Daytona Beach, where the storm surge has swallowed the beach and is doing damage.
It is creating sinkholes. Wow. As the water comes in, creating sinkholes on the famous boardwalk here in Daytona Beach. Literally, steel and concrete crushed and crumbled by the energy and power of this storm.
Also reports now of multiple homes collapsing, beachfront properties vulnerable because of damage from Ian. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An arrest made in a plot to attack a synagogue.
The Justice Department says agents have arrested an 18-year-old man from New Jersey for transmitting a manifesto online that promised to attack a Jewish synagogue. Federal prosecutors say Omar Al-Katul sent a document saying he was motivated by hatred toward Jewish people. At the Anti-Defamation League summit today in New York, FBI Director Christopher Wray thanked the ADL for educating incoming agents at the Holocaust Museum.
Because of your work, our new agents and analysts confront the reality of just how widespread anti-Semitism and the willingness to turn hate into action really are.
Prosecutors say conviction for transmitting an online threat carries up to 5 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The vote counting continues and could for days to come after Tuesday's elections. The Senate and governor's races still too close to call in both Arizona and Nevada, and more than 40 House races have yet to be decided. Mixed in with the midterm surprises, some candidates who weren't even on the ballot, including the first female judge elected in Madison County, New York. She won with more than 16,000 write-in votes.
Syracuse.com reports law clerk and village justice Rhonda Youngs rallied support from voters after the favorite to win the seat was allegedly hospitalized after a bender that included alcohol, marijuana, and fentanyl. She's not the only write-in candidate making headlines. In Utah, the Salt Lake Tribune reports that State House incumbent Steve Handy launched a write-in bid after a string of controversies from party nominee Trevor Lee, who beat him in the primary. The votes are still being counted. And in Wisconsin, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss survived not just his Democratic opponent, but also a write-in candidate endorsed by former President Trump. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Recapping the big rally on Wall Street, the Dow's up 970 right now. Now, the NASDAQ is up more than 600 points. That's over 6%. Elise Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.